So here we have a, it's a special PAX edition microcast. It's Ryan, and I'm joined by a special guest, Rich Gallup.
Hello, microcast world.
Welcome to the world of microcasting. How does it feel? We've got 5 minutes to talk
awesome.
About
it. This is awesome. I'm excited about this 5 minutes. It's going to go by so fast, we're not going to have a chance to say anything.
I know. That's really kind of the beauty of microcast is that it's content without actual context.
It's good. Every time you guys do one, the comments always say, just as the conversation gets good, it stops.
Yep. That's the beauty.
Get ready for that in 4 minutes and 37 seconds from now. So we're at PAX, Ryan. What have you liked?
We are. We're here at the hotel restaurant bar thing or whatever. Day one is pretty much over. I guess the day keeps going, but I'm done with PAX day one.
I am as well.
I was up early. And yeah, so I hit the floor and saw handful of games. I saw No More Heroes 2, which you are super excited about.
Game of the show, No More Heroes 2.
You're already so calling it.
The fact that it's here, I didn't even get a chance to play it, but as long as you have amazing, crazy boss fights with colorful characters and can kick dumpsters to unlock t-shirts.
There is no dumpster kicking in the demo. However, you do have dual beam katanas.
All right. Game of the show. It does not look all that great on an HD television, but I don't care. No More Heroes is a great game.
Yeah.
I want to play more of it.
This is No More Heroes Part 2.
Yep. Which, as
Travis Touchdown
saying,
is back.
You know who's... We were saying that who would be a big fan of No More Heroes 2?
Yeah.
Is John Lennon.
Obviously.
We can't really recap that entire conversation because we only have 5 minutes. But just take our word for it. There was a really long thought process that went into this. John Lennon loves No More Heroes 2. Back of the box.
Absolutely. They should get Yoko Ono to sign off on an endorsement deal.
Yep.
Yoko Ono says that John Lennon would say that No More Heroes 2 is totally kick out ass.
Worse.
Oh,
yes.
Tired. So yeah, up till about 3 last night, up then, slept for about 4 hours.
I was on a plane for 6 hours today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're all sorts of punchy. Mm-hmm. It's like, God, what time is
my
it for you?
My lunch was a banana and 4 hours of Professor Layton. That was my lunch.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's
Professor?
Sustentive.
What is this?
Hey, Professor.
Professor. Actually, this one's spookier, so it's a little lower. It's like, Professor.
Vinny's got the best kid voice. His British kid. Most fun for me about PAX is getting to interact with people who actually use the site, actually seeing people in person.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And a group of fellas asked Vinny and I to do a extended live Peter Molyneux My Balls riff.
Wow.
They wanted to see, like, the hand gestures. Like, what that would look like. And so we're like, oh, you know, we're performers. Let's dance.
Do it. That's what you're there to do.
That's what we're here to do.
Oh, here comes some food. We're recording this right now, if you don't mind.
No problem.
Excellent. How much more time do we have?
Not that much time.
About two minutes. 2 minutes left here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, this is a crazy thing that we got
here. That is your Kono fries. It's got like a pine tree on top of it.
This is not what I was expecting whatsoever.
Tenderloin tips with like, ooh, like sushi ginger here. Yep.
You got some pickled ginger?
Mm-hmm. We're still recording, right?
Oh, yeah.
Delicious.
There's a lot of rosemary.
So my favorite part of meeting
your
audience is that there's Vinny with a backpack, 700 different camera pieces strewn about.
Yep.
Three nice young gentlemen walk up and like, Vinny, we have to meet you. And they want to talk about an endurance run, which we all do, of course.
Of course.
Because I've seen 94 episodes of it myself.
Damn.
Yeah, thank you.
It's funny because like everyone's talking about endurance run. I'm like, I've never seen a single episode.
94. I started at 50.
Here's the thing. I live it.
And you live it. You're there.
Anyways. I've been there.
So Vinny is extremely gracious. Very happy to meet these guys. And then he says, well, you know this guy too, right? Pointing to me. Blank stares.
No idea who you are.
I'm out of the game.
And you like that.
I love it.
You're happy about that.
I'm happy about it. You know, I don't have to, like, hide, like, my new wife's face from the internet anymore.
Right.
Because, there's no one's going to do anything nefarious with it. That is not a challenge.
You may have just shot yourself in the foot right now.
What am I going to do? So we have a panel tomorrow.
We do have a panel tomorrow. I am excited. Grossly unprepared for it.
That's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to prepare for the panel.
I actually was going to prepare for the panel. That was part of my plans. Been trying to juggle 8 million things.
Like a Kono fries.
Like this delicious Kono fries.
Following up Jonathan Colton.
Real quick, I had a bunch of fun interviews today. Talked to Chet from Valve about Left 4 Dead 2. Talked to David Grossman at Telltale about all the stuff they're doing.
Awesome.
One of my favorite interview of the day was with the Mega 64 guys. We're going to have to put that thing up uncut.
Yeah, those guys are still going strong.
Magic.